Do you get confused by all of the information that bombards us every day on ways to improve our overall health and our overall wellness? Do you often feel stuck, unmotivated, or struggle to reach your wellness goals? Do you have questions as to what exercises you should be doing, what foods you should or should not be eating, how to improve your overall emotional and mental well-being? Hello, everyone. I am so excited to welcome you to Words of Wellness. My name is Shelley Jeffries, and I will be your host. My goal is to answer these questions and so much more, to share tips, education, and inspiration around all of the components of wellness through solo and guest episodes. With 35 plus years as a health and wellness professional, a retired college professor, a speaker, and a multi-passionate entrepreneur, I certainly have lots to share. However, my biggest goal and inspiration in doing this podcast is to share the wellness stories of others with you, to bring in guests who can share their journeys so that we can all learn together while making an impact on the health, the wellness, and lives of all of you, our listeners. The ultimate hope is that you leave today with even just one nugget that can enhance the quality of your life, and that you will, we all will, now and into the future, live our best quality of lives full of energy, happiness, and joy. Now let's dive into our message for today. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Words of Wellness. I'm Shelley, I'm your host, and I'm excited to be here. I wanted to hop in and do a short episode today and just share a couple things that were on my mind. I have done a couple episodes about toxins and clean, healthy living and just information around that whole topic. And I have said that I will continue to share on that topic. And I will also share products and companies that I have discovered that I love, that are either very clean, low in toxins, or non-toxic. So I'm going to do a little bit of that today. But I wanted to share with you a couple terms that maybe you might not be aware of. And I'm really excited because I have the opportunity to speak at a women's conference this coming up weekend, and I'm going to be sharing on this very topic. And I was teaching about a week ago about this topic, and a couple terms that I want to share with you when it comes to the products that we are using on a day-to-day basis. So I'm not sure how many of you have heard of the term greenwashing, but this is basically when a company, through their marketing and their branding, will make it seem like they are putting out a clean, non-toxic product, when in fact, it might be the opposite, or it just might not be as clean as they are making it out to be, right? So this is what greenwashing is. So it's not a topic, I don't think, that you see very often. However, I just wanted to make sure that you were all aware of the term and what it means, because it really boils down to doing our homework, being more diligent in researching not just products, but ingredients. Because the other thing that can happen is a label might say that a product is natural or organic, when it might just be one ingredient that's organic in the entire product. So again, it really comes down to looking at the labels, doing some research, and learning for yourself as to what you are using and what you're consuming. Now, my goal is to help many of you with this process, to condense it so it's not so time consuming for you. And that's part of my goal, to share with you what I've discovered to help you with your decisions and make it simpler for you and not as time consuming as it can be. Another term that I think is a little bit concerning is you'll see many times something regarded as safe. You'll see G-R-A-S. G-R-A-S. What does that stand for? Well, it means that something is generally recognized as safe. Now, I don't know about you, but that's a little bit concerning because that can be very, very, very broad, right? What does that mean generally? And what are the parameters that they're using to measure a product, an ingredient, to determine that it is generally regarded as safe? So these are the questions I want you to be thinking about and asking yourself as you go about purchasing products, using and consuming certain products. And I want to make it clear, I don't want this to become an obsession, let's say. I just want it to become something that we are aware of and that we are becoming educated about. And I encourage all of you to look into this a little bit further, and perhaps you might be using products that are not the cleanest. And I encourage you to make maybe 1 to 2 healthy swaps every once in a while. So it's not something that you're going to change overnight. I don't want it to become an obsession, but I do want to increase the awareness around this very topic because we know that 95% of cancer is related to diet and environment. So what we're being exposed to on a daily basis is contributing to so many of the illnesses and diseases that we know today. So I wanted to just hop in and share these terms and give you a little bit of information in hopes to direct your decision-making when it comes to what you're consuming and what you're purchasing for your family. Because ultimately, I believe in my heart is that we want to, I mean, this is my desire. I guess I should speak for myself. I want to be as healthy as I can be for myself and for my family. And my goal is to live a quality of life that's full of vitality, energy, joy. Not just to live, but live well and live with energy. And so that's my goal. And that's why I share much of what I share with you all. So I am going to start adding some links in the show notes. And a couple of the links will be companies that I'm affiliated with. And a couple of the links will be companies that I'm not affiliated with. I just want to share with you all products that I have come across that I use, that I love, that I believe in, and that are clean. And I also want to stress that it's not perfect. I'm never, ever striving to be perfect. That's impossible, right? But I am striving to do my best at finding products that are clean and low in toxic exposure, low in chemical use. And so that's what I'm doing. So I will continue to share. I will continue to be on this journey. I hope that you find this valuable. Again, I just wanted to hop in, share a couple thoughts with you, a couple tips. This is going to be an ongoing conversation. And I want to encourage you, if you have information that you think would be of value to this topic, or perhaps you have found products or companies that you love that are clean, and maybe it's something that you'd like me to share on an episode, or perhaps this is an area of your expertise as well, and you would like to be a guest, please, please reach out. I am open to all of the information because we can all learn and grow together. That's what this is about, you know, sharing information, bringing value to our listeners. So that's what I want you all to really, really realize, that that's really the point in all of this. So I hope that you find value in this today. Again, please, please reach out. If there is a topic that you'd like me to cover, if there's a product that you have used you'd like me to share with our listeners, and or if you have information and you have expertise in this area or any other area related to wellness, please don't hesitate to reach out. I would love to have you as a guest. So as always, today, everyone, do something for you and your wellness. Make it a great day. And until next time, have a blessed rest of your week. And I will see many of you very soon in our next episode. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. I hope you gained value and enjoyed our time together as much as I did. And if you know someone who could benefit from today's episode, I would love and appreciate it if you could share with a friend or rate and review Words of Wellness so that more can hear this message. I love and appreciate you all. Thank you for listening. And if you have any questions or topics you would like me to share in future episodes, please don't hesitate to reach out to me through my contact information that is shared in the show notes below. Again, thank you for tuning in to Words of Wellness. My name is Shelley Jeffries, and I encourage you to do something for you, for your wellness on this day. Until next time, I hope you all have a healthy, happy, and blessed week.